team coverage of the Browns. Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Fred Greith and our guy from Berea this morning. Hi, Fred.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, we got preseason game number one tonight. Couple of questions for you. Let's go right to Mayfield. What are you hearing? How much are we going to see him?
I think we could see quite a bit of him, depending on how the first series or so goes with Tyrod Taylor. I think Hugh Jackson wants to put him out there. Mayfield, that is, and play quite a bit. The one thing, the first team really hasn't scored a touchdown against the defense in that we've seen in 11-on-11 scrimmages. So I think that the offense needs to get a little something going. And I think that if they sputter in the first series, I think he'd bring Taylor out for another series or two, try to get that offense, get a taste of some success. But I think Mayfield will play the majority of the first quarter, all the second quarter, and he may even play into the third quarter.
Fred and Bill May brought this up to me. All right, we know Jarvis Landry will be out there with that first group, but when Baker's in the game, who's he going to throw the ball to?
It's a good question. Probably Rashard Higgins will get work. He may even start, depending on the Callaway situation, but I think they'll play Higgins a little bit into, you know, the second quarter or third quarter. He doesn't have a lot of experience, even though he's running right now among the top three. I think you're going to see Damian Ratley, sixth-round draft pick, see what he can do. And then they got Jeff Janis. He's a veteran they picked up as a free agent from the Packers. So those are some of the guys I think that will be running with Mayfield. And then a lot of the guys he's been practicing with, Derek Willis, Evan Berry, a lot of kind of free agent guys picked up off the CJ board, Damari Scott. So it will be interesting.
Yeah, it really will, Fred. And as Hugh has said, we're going to see a good bit of Baker, as you mentioned there. And really, this whole situation with Callaway is a blow because he really had moved up to a point where he was going to start, or and maybe he will yet. We don't know yet, but he really had moved to that level, hadn't he?
Yeah, he had. And, you know, this happened Sunday morning, and Corey Coleman was traded about the same time. No matter what they say, it had to be in their mind that they were confident that Callaway, you know, was ready to play and that he was going to be okay off the field. So I think it was kind of a shock to the Browns in that regard because they brought him out Monday and we talked to him, you know, and after this had gone on and he was out on the practice field, then the word came out that he'd been arrested. So I think that it will be interesting to see how they handle this situation and how this shakes out. But he has looked good. He had a 56-yard catch the other day from Tyrod Taylor. He's fast. He's got explosive moves.
Fred Greetham with us, 24/7 Sports, following the Browns on WTAM 1100. Follow Fred on Twitter, too. Give me a little preview. Nice piece I read this week on Jamie Collins you posted, too.
Yeah, Jamie Collins doesn't really like to talk to the media. I mean, he's just... He was brought out for the first time. And, you know, if you remember last year, he tore his MCL when he made a nice interception against the Lions. And if you remember that, Emmanuel Agba and Myles Garrett had been banged up, and it was really about the only quarter the three of them played together, and they really looked good together. And he said he's striving for greatness. He's expecting, you know, a big year. And so the Browns, if he has a big year and you put him with some of the other guys, I think that could really bode well for the defense, especially the front seven.
All right. Fred, we pay you, so you got to watch it through the fourth quarter. I'm not going to check out much past the first half. I don't know. Snipes, how about you? How late tonight?
I'm going to stay with it as long as Baker's in the game. Okay. That's my, right.
But
that's
Fred,
my
you,
goal.
Fred, you got to be there till it's zero on the time, okay?
Hey, that's what I get the big bucks for, and you know, when I get the cameo on HBO's Hard Knocks, you know, all those kind of things. Or the perks.
Yeah, that's the way it is. It's Fred's world, man. All right, back here same time tomorrow morning. Fred Greetham, follow him on Twitter. Browns Giants tonight, 7 o'clock. Channel 5's got it for you. Thanks, pal.
Sounds good.